Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast, Master of Disaster. I am your host, Mark Bukowski. This is not really going to be much of a podcast. I am just doing a quick update. It has been a few months since I have done a podcast, and I have been struggling, actually feeling like a bit of a mental midget the last few months. But I just wanted to update everybody. I've been on quite a journey. I've learned a lot. I've done a lot of focusing on, you know, what's taking place in my life as I peel back these layers of things that have happened to me and places that I am going and places that I want to go and how I am just becoming a better person through the process of forgiveness. So this is not going to be an actual podcast. It's just an update to let you know that I am getting back into this. I'm hoping to reach a bunch of people that are struggling, that have been through, you know, a lot of stuff in their life. And again, it doesn't matter how big or how small the stuff you went through in life has been. The results are all the same. We all carry, you know, the effects of any kind of trauma from our childhood when we are older and we're learning more about who we are. And, you know, I suffered terrible anxiety, terrible panic attacks, was a depressed person, was very arrogant, bully, didn't let people know who I actually was. And that was a scared, you know, immature asshole. People, you know, understood the arrogant on the outside, I should say. You know, they thought I was a tough guy that would fight anybody. And, you know, I started to get a little reputation when I was in my, you know, mid-20s of someone not to fuck with, which I was, you know, like, that's right, don't fuck with me. But inside, I don't think, well, I know nobody realized that I was 1,000 times more scared of that person than they were of me. But I just refused to let anybody know the fear, the hurt, and the worry that I carried inside every day. And I've come a long, long ways in the last few months. I've done a lot of reading, and I have done so much talking with my brother-in-law, Joe, who has been the biggest inspiration in my adult life to date. And he has done more for me to push me in the right direction spiritually, emotionally. He's just, you know, he's keeping me going. And I just want to give a big thank you to him, because a lot of the things that I am going to talk about in the next episode have been things that I have talked with my brother-in-law. And just a quick little background, you know, it was not a good relationship between him and myself. Truthfully, he couldn't stand me. I couldn't stand him. And, you know, a big part of that was he carried a lot of baggage, and I carried a lot of baggage, and we just, you know, were a positive and a negative, you know, just colliding. And through work, through developing skills and working on ourselves, we went from, you know, couldn't be near each other, didn't talk to each other for a year, didn't, our families didn't talk, our kids didn't see each other for over a year for big mistakes that I've made, and also, you know, the way he was living, to today being, I would consider, one of the closest people to my heart, one of the biggest mentors of my adult life. The things he's teaching me, we're learning through each other, just things in life. And I'm going to share with you all of these things that will help you become a better person and not live or stuck in that world of carrying all this hatred and depression and anxiety, insecurity, all the things that just make every day a struggle, and teach you, as I learn to do these things. And these things are to learn to live every day like it's your last. I know there's a song that says, you know, live every day like it's your last. And it's true. Live every day like it's your last, but I also think you need to wake up every morning like it's your first. And I talked about this with my brother-in-law yesterday. When we go to our grave and we want to lay in that casket knowing that we gave everything we could, you know, left everything out there that was possible for us to give to our grandchildren, to our children, to our friends, to all our family, to everyone, to this world, to this earth, to God. We gave it all. You know, you don't want to be on your deathbed and at that point in your life say, why didn't I just forgive and let go? You know, let go and let God. And I have never taken this journey until the last, I would say, few months. And, you know, my brother-in-law told me, he always gives me these great quotes like, let go, let God, which I've taken a long time to think about and learn and tried to understand what that meant. So we'll talk about that. You know, I've taken the last few months to try to figure out what forgiveness means. And I've learned to do and accept and know what it means to forgive. And these things have changed me in the last few months. So the next few podcasts will still be solo and we'll talk about the things and the journey that I've been on and share them with you. So that hopefully you can do the same thing that I'm doing. Again, it doesn't matter if it was something small, you know, when you're developing as a child. The outcome of anything traumatic as a childhood, no matter little or how big it is, the outcome is pretty much the same for all of us. And we carry that with us. And when you learn to let it go and to forgive, you know, life will change for you. And that's where I'm at. That's what I wanted to give you a little update on and let you know that I'm coming back real soon. I'm working on a podcast. I just, you know, have been a little bit lazy about doing them at night. I have done several and I have erased them because I was emotional in those podcasts. But this is just a little kind of a touch base on things I'm going to hit. Let you know that I'm still alive. I still want to have people follow this and I'm doing this for myself and I'm doing this for everyone that listens. It's kind of like if I were just sharing my life with someone and I want to share it with you guys so that you can see that it is possible to come out of a traumatic childhood, a really shitty kind of high school, arrogant, cocky, regretful douche to a middle-aged drug addict that was thinking he was doing everything that he should be doing because it was cool when I was really hiding everything that I should have been working on to the person that I am today. And then I will take you from today, you know, through the rest of my life as long as I keep doing these. What I learn and what I do, I want to share with you so that we all can become better, healthier, happier people. And, you know, that is really something that is truly needed in today's world. I've questioned faith my whole life. And I am at a point in my life where I don't think what I'm doing or where I'm going would be possible without the power of God. You know, my brother-in-law, who is very religious and a very, very strong Catholic. He holds no grudge. You know, I know there's people that say, oh, he's Catholic. They don't like any other religion. He doesn't care. He doesn't hold anything about or over anybody's head that isn't Catholic. You know, people that just believe in God will truly find that he is there. And his life or our lives will change if we just let go and let God. And that's where I'm at. I feel a spiritual change in my life. It's happening now. You know, I am talking to you as this change in my life is happening. You know, since the first day that I saw a therapist when I was 29 years old, things started to change, but they just didn't click because I didn't really truly understand the power of our spiritual leader. And I'm starting to understand it. Like my brother-in-law, I've said it a few times, you know, God's working through me, and I actually feel as if he is, because I'm doing and saying things that if you knew me even 10 years ago, you would, to hear me talk the way I am today and to do the things I'm doing today, then you truly would understand how and what I'm talking about, because I am not the person I used to be. And without believing in a spiritual leader, in a higher power, I could not be where I'm at. I couldn't be. It wouldn't be possible. You would have to have known who I was compared to who I am now. And if you stick with me, you'll learn about all of those things. You know, I have 5 or 6 podcasts out there right now that explain a little bit about who I was. But honestly, those things don't matter. It doesn't matter who I was. I think the important part of what I'm doing starts right now. And that is who I've become and where I'm going. And so I just wanted to touch base with you today to let you know I'm coming back and we're going to go forward, and you're going to live my life with me from this point forward and learn what I am teaching myself. And that is how to love, how to forgive, and how to enjoy this amazing, amazing life that we've all been gifted. So for now, that's all I'm going to say. I will be back and we will have a magical time together. Thank you for everybody that's listening, and I hope this, you know, gets out there, and I hope people start to listen, because I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to work on this, and I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to let you know the books that helped me, the things that have turned my life, and with a little work, anybody that's struggling, you're going to find out there is light at the end of that tunnel, and there is love and happiness. So for now, have a great weekend. Love you all, and thanks for listening. Goodbye.